Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily broadcast of the power of Pentecost. It's a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and prayer and following the Word of God. Just worship the Lord with us and all those that are worshiping with us. Let's have a great time of praise and worship. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And as I do each day, I bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. And Sister Linda invite and I invite you to worship with us for the next few minutes. If you will, just stay tuned. If you can, just put everything else aside for the next few minutes, and let's dedicate this time to worship and praising the Lord. Going to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Matthew 11, 29 and 30, the words of Jesus here, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." What wonderful promises we have in the Word of God. If you will have your notepad and pencil ready, I'll give you some contact information in just a little while. From the celebration hymnal, we're going to page 779. Here's a great one about all of you know. You can clap your hands and sing along with us on "I'll Fly Away." Some glad morning, when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. Life have grown, I'll fly away like a bird from prison bars have flown. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away, oh glory. Fly away. Well, what a great song about eternal life and heaven. 2 Corinthians 5:8 says, we are willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Praise God for the word of God. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. That's the very thing that we're looking for. That's one reason why we're living for Jesus, is so we can be present with the Lord when it comes time for us to be absent from the body. Our precious promise today before we pray comes to us from Psalms 145, verse 13. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. Hallelujah. His kingdom is everlasting, and his dominion endureth throughout all generations. To God there is no beginning. There is no ending. He's able to serve as an everlasting God, and he's able to have dominion throughout all generations. What a wonderful Savior it is. God knows what it is to do without us, but we don't know what it is to do without God. Let's call together. Let's pray. Bring your request to the Lord. Let's seek him. Father, we're so thankful today that you're everlasting. And we're so thankful, Lord, that you have dominion throughout all generations. Lord, here on the earth, we see leaders come and go. No one is everlasting. No one has dominion through all generations. People come and they go. And Lord, that's the way you intended for it to be, evidently. But we're thankful that we have a God in heaven that's everlasting, and he has dominion through all generations. We're thankful, Lord, that God was there in the beginning, and there is no ending with God. Hear the prayers today, Lord, of the righteous. Those that are seeking you today, Lord, minister to them. Should there be someone, Lord, with us today that's unsaved and is praying and seeking you, Lord, in behalf of their lost soul, asking for repentance, I pray, Lord, you'll save them and set them free in Jesus' name. Use this service today for the glory of God. We want someone to be touched. We want someone to be saved. Someone's heart, Lord, to be ministered to. Someone's life to change. We want your will to be done. Have your way, Lord. Use this service and anoint it, we pray, in Jesus' name. We're together again, just praising the Lord. Sing it. We're together again, in one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. Oh, let's sing and worship now. We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again, in one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. Amen. Someone recently commented they like it when I say to get your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information. I heard that just recently from a listener. It's amazing what really fascinates some of our listeners. Brother Boswell used to tell me, I would say, Sister Linda's on the piano, and he was fascinated with the fact she was on the piano. So I've had to change that statement, say she's at the piano. Well, we love Brother Boswell. Hallelujah. I like for folks to tell me things like that. Let's have a good time. We have more fun serving Jesus than the devil's crowd does on purpose. All right, I will give you that contact information at the very end. Don't overlook salvation. Thank you. city built of jewels rare. Its beauties are of splendor yet untold. If you neglect salvation, you'll never enter in. You'll never, ever walk the streets of gold. Don't overlook salvation while living here in sin. For someday it may be too late to pray. And someday when you need him, he may not let you in. How awful if he should turn you away. Sometimes we feel discouraged as we walk the narrow way. But Jesus said he'd every burden bear. So take him all your troubles when it seems all hope is gone. Just trust him when you go to him in prayer. Hallelujah. If you need Jesus today, all you got to do is call on him. He'll be there and he'll save your soul. Jesus said, be ready, for we know not the hour. He may come at morning, night, or noon. So keep your eyes upon him, your heart filled with his power. For we know that he is surely coming soon. Oh, worship with us now. Don't overlook salvation while living here in sin. For someday it may be too late to pray. And someday when you need him, he may not let you. If he should turn you away. And David said in Psalms 102, hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Well, I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and you've been worshiping with us on the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost. Now you can take it down on your notepad and pencil and your paper. Hallelujah. Send any mail to Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. The website, you can hear the broadcast anytime, www.pentecostalradio.org. Just click listen online. Well, you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Don't overlook salvation while living here in sin. For someday it may be too late.